We got Eli Roll on the phone with us from Caltrans. Good morning, Eli.
Good morning, Cliff.
So what is the latest?
Well, the latest is, fortunately, the slide did not double overnight again.
Nice.
So that's good. We've got our geologist looking out there at the north end of the slide this morning. It may be stable enough for crews to start working overnight. So our geologists are double-checking on that, making sure we're not putting people in harm's way. And if that's the case, the north end, we can start working around the clock on it. The south end is a little too unstable to start doing that yet. So that will probably take longer because we'll be restricted to working days there. But if we're able to start working overnight, there's a strong possibility we'll be able to open the road sometime next week to one-way traffic. So your weekend, if you were planning on going down 101, pretty much write that off.
Not happening.
Definitely consider taking those detours.
Okay. So,
or staying home. Even better.
Even better. There you go. So the north end of the slide, that was the most recent one, right?
Yes.
But the geologist is thinking that part might be more stable than the southern vern.
Right, because there's not as much that could possibly come down now. So, yeah, again, they're just doing their double checks out there, and hopefully we'll have some positive news about that, and we can start getting crews out there maybe as soon as tonight.
Okay.
Additionally, next week on Monday, we're going to be airlifting in a big spider excavator, but you'd be amazed at how difficult it is to source a Chinook cargo helicopter to come up here and drag that thing onto the mountain.
Wow.
So they got to bring that up from San Diego. But we'll be putting that excavator on the mountain on Monday, which should definitely help us increase efficiency there. Yesterday, the crews were able to remove almost twice as much debris as they were on, what was the day before yesterday? Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So I'm like already lost. So, you know, it's definitely ramping up down there, and we're optimistic, but we are still thinking that the soonest you're going to see the road open is next week.
Okay. What time, beginning, end, middle, any idea?
Tough to say. Yeah. Really, it depends on when we can start doing the overnight work.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff you don't know at this point.
Yeah.
We don't know what the geologist is going to say about excavating on the northern part or even the southern part.
Right.
That one's still unstable.
It's kind of a day-by-day thing. We've got our 5 o'clock meetings with the contractor that, you know, they're pretty long discussions. Usually they wrap up sometime around 6 or 6:30, and they kind of talk about all the challenges that we're facing at, you know, the end of the day and what we may be able to do as the work progresses. So we definitely have something to talk about just about every day, but a lot of times we don't know, you know, what the day's developments are going to be until, like, the very end. So definitely, if you want the latest updates, check out the Caltrans District 1 Facebook page. Check out our Twitter, at Caltrans Dist 1. And you will see the updates that we have after that contractor meeting. So you can kind of have the latest.
Okay, so the word is no heading down there this weekend, that is for sure.
No. Definitely not.
And optimistically, next week at some point. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to be doing my show live from Eureka Natural Foods tomorrow. And if you want to, that's from 11 to 3. So if you want to give me a call on my cell phone, if there's any kind of an update, you can certainly do that. We can put you on the air.
Sure. Sounds great.
All right.
All right.
Eli, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Cliff.